what took you to the Trump rally? We saw in the video that you were there by yourself. Did you go with an entourage or a group, or how did you get separated from them if you did?
Actually, I didn't go with a group. I went there by myself. I felt like if I had a lot of people with me, an entourage, as you said, it might have caused a lot of ruckus and a lot of trouble. And while I did want to take a stand, I was mainly concerned about going there to take a stand to show Donald Trump himself. I didn't want to antagonize his supporters whatsoever, and I didn't do that whatsoever.
So you're inside the auditorium. Talk to us a bit about how you made your way to the front of the stage. Did you have any signage? Did you have any banners? Just walk us through a little bit of that up into the confrontation.
I got there late, so I had to slowly work my way up to the front. People were getting thrown out all over the place, and each time the crowd would move. So every time I got the opportunity, I would work my way on up farther and farther. And I was standing there, I was kind of getting a little upset because I just feel like some of the things that were being said were just so out of line.
For example.
So about building the wall. We're going to build a wall, and who's going to pay for the wall? And then, crowds chanting, Mexico, Mexico, Mexico. And I don't know if it's just me, but I was so disturbed. I was so disturbed by that, and my heart was beating fast. I was shaking. I was ready to be out of there, so I was like, now or never. I decided to raise the two. So there were two pieces of paper, basically, with a picture of Donald Trump printed on it, and it had his face photoshopped on a pig. Now, that's not nice. I know it's not nice. I know that's not a positive thing, but I thought it was kind of funny,
Certainly.
And I thought it was harmless, and I know he said worse to people, and I know he's had worse said to him. Now, I'm not condoning my actions, I guess. I'm not saying that it was right for me to do that, but I thought it was within my rights to do that.
Certainly. So you pull the signs from your bag.
Yep, I put both of my hands straight up in the air. As soon as I did that, people started to kind of attack me at that point.
What were they doing? Were they trying to rip signs from your hands?
Were they pushing and shoving you about that point? I'm pretty tall. Yeah, and I was wearing boots. And they were jumping and grabbing the signs out of my hand. Somebody ripped one of them out of my hand. And I wanted him to see it, so I held the other one up, and I looked him straight in the eye and showed him the sign. And then he said, get her out of here. And then that's when everybody started to attack me.
How did you feel as soon as the audience members kind of see your sign and peg you as a non-Donald Trump supporter? Mm-hmm. Walk us through what emotions you were feeling at that moment.
There were some pretty awful things said. I was called the N-word. I was called the C-word. Pretty much every name in the book. I don't know. To say that it doesn't bother me, I know it's not true. It's not like a blow to my ego or my self-esteem. It's just more that people had the audacity to say that to someone that they didn't even know, on top of the fact that where the video picks up, it was already after I'd held up the sign and was being ejected by the crowd. So the people who were assaulting me didn't know what I'd done. They had no idea what I'd done. I was near the front, and where I was attacked was near the back.